At supper that night, Mr. Brickle placed Louis at his right in the place of honor. When the meal was over, he rose and made a speech. "We all saw what happened on the lake today. Applegate Skinner broke a camp rule, took a canoe out alone, and upset. He was drowning when Louis the Swan, rapidly outdistancing all other campers, reached his side, held him up, and saved his life. Let us all give Louis a standing ovation." The boys and the counselors stood up. They cheered and clapped and beat on tin plates with spoons. Then they sat down. Louis looked embarrassed. "And now, Applegate," said Mr. Brickle, "I hope the rescue has caused you to change your opinion of birds. The first day you were here in camp, you told us you didn't care for birds. How do you feel now?"
"I feel sick at my stomach," replied Applegate. "It makes you sick at your stomach to almost drown. My stomach still has a lot of lake water in it."
"Yes, but what about birds?" asked Mr. Brickle.
Applegate thought hard for a moment.
"Well," he said, "I'm grateful to Louis for saving my life, but I still don't like birds."
"Really?" said Mr. Brickle. "That's quite remarkable.
Even though a bird saved you from drowning, you don't care for birds? What have you got against birds?"
"Nothing," replied Applegate. "I have nothing against them. I just don't care for them."
"Okay," said Mr. Brickle. "I guess we'll just have to leave it at that. But the camp is proud of Louis. He is our most distinguished counselor, a great trumpet player, a great bird, a powerful swimmer, and a fine friend. He deserves a medal. In fact, I intend to write a letter recommending that he be given the life-saving medal."